Well, as we speak, the S&P 500 index is at the all-time historic record high level, closing at 2367.34 on Friday. 2367.34, that is the highest close in the history of the S&P 500, and that index goes back many, many decades. But it doesn't go back as far as the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which goes back to the early 1900s. That, too, at an all-time record historic closing high, 20,821 for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. And this is the type of a market it has been. It is a market that started rising in March of 2009, when we were losing hundreds of thousands of jobs a month. And it is a market that has been rising for the entire period since March of 2009, which means it's very, very close to an eight-year bull market run. How much has the S&P 500 risen since it bottomed at 667 in March of 2009? The answer to that question is 1,700 S&P 500 points. And how much of a percentage increase is that over the eight-year period? Well, it's a big number, 255%. A 255% increase, percentage-wise, in the S&P 500 over that period of time. And if you add in the cash dividends paid by the S&P 500 during that period, you would be up to, well, an absolutely staggering number. And that number would be 255% plus approximately 16% in cash dividends, bringing you up to about 270%. And that number is the number that we speak of as total return. Total return is the sum, or the product, if you will, of price change and dividend. The price change in this case, going back to March of 2009, is 255%. The dividends easily would come in at about 15% for a total return of 270% for the S&P 500 during the almost eight-year period since early March of 2009. And as bull market runs go, that is one of the greatest bull market runs of all time. And the previous three-month period, by the way, saw a revision by a total of 27,000 units. So we look at the long-term upward trend in new home sales. That trend is intact as we speak. The 12-month average of new home sales has now reached its highest level since the summer of 2008. So another positive sign for what is going on in the housing market. Now, as far as inventory is concerned, new home inventory increased 3.5% to 265,000 units. And that is below the historical average of 327,000 inventory units that was on the books prior to the start of the last recession. As far as the month supply available, that is at 5.7 months. And that is a little below the 6.0-month supply that is consistent with a balanced housing market. So still some scarcity of units on the market, and that has certainly has contributed positively to the pricing that we have been seeing in the housing market, which has been showing a decent upslope in terms of the price of properties. So I think it's fair to say there is still a shortage of new home inventory, but the market has moved closer to a balanced state than the case with existing homes. In terms of existing homes, sales rose 3.3% in the month of January to a 5.69 million unit annual rate. That's the best level since February of 2007. That's quite a thing to say. February of 2007, we've reached the best level of existing home sales since the last 10-year period. So there's been a little pickup in mortgage rates, of course, but we have seen a strengthening in the demand for housing, and that's a good thing. The condo co-op sales figure was up 8.3%, while single-family sales were up 2.6%, and those are also the highest levels in nearly 10 years. So more good news on the gradual improvement in the housing market. By the way, distressed sales have gone away largely, down to just 7% of total transactions. Distressed sales down to 7% of total sales. A year ago, they were at 9%. Of total sales. And as far as existing home prices, that category was up about 7% on a year-over-year basis, and that was led by single-family properties. So all of this coming out this past week in terms of what's going on in the housing market. It's good news to see the gradual recovery in the housing market remaining intact.